Not all of them, but yeah, but some of them. They have an artist, and then I think like an artist will do the artwork, and then he'll kind of put it together and stuff
Give it
like
its own
that.
unique kind of
Yeah,
flair
the
to it.
graphic design part of which is two very different things.
Yeah.
I don't know that until you know,
Rob Day is
use
going to be
them.
at the show.
Oh,
Is
really?
he really?
Well, there
That's
you go.
awesome.
Heck yeah. I have not seen Rob since he gave me that poster that used to be in the bathroom of the cat and the
In the litter
going to the
box.
sandbox, and there's a
Yeah.
little tiny people sunbathing in the cat sandbox
Oh,
out there at the
yeah.
beach. Yeah.
Actually, don't quote me on that. He's a Heron grad, and we talked to Heron about bringing him out. So if he doesn't come out this year, I mean, we're definitely going to bring him out.
Nope,
Cool.
that's not what I heard. I heard he's going to be there for sure.
Oh, crap, it does say on.
I think we are recording, actually.
Are we recording?
Usually, the
Is
rule
this thing
is if
on?
I have my headphones on, anything's game.
That's true.
What were we going to say? Ryan? Brian? Ryan.
Brian.
Brian.
B.
Yep.
Brian?
B.
B.
And you get so upset when people get Brian and Ryan Adams confused. You
Yeah.
think that you would
So
just
it's with
remember
a
it that way.
B. What's with your wrist, Brian?
I actually, well, nothing. I wear it
Masturbation.
for sympathy.
It's always it's the go-to.
I guess what my shoulder is.
Yeah, exactly. No, I
tired of hearing of
shoulder?
that.
Work relation.
What, work related?
Yeah, it was, you know, off the internet. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yep.
Oh, it got really quiet. Are you gonna put your headphones on?
Thinking about it.
Should I have to read? I don't need to read, do I? We can do that thing we were talking about during. We can find a cut from them. I'll do this first. How's that sound?
You're the leader.
Well, okay. This part's really not interesting. Sometimes
I don't know the thing I'm supposed to cut. Yada yada.
We were talking about using their. We were talking about using their music for the intro instead of.
Whose music?
This is the first I've heard about them having music.
No, no, Paul and Storm.
Oh,
it's
no,
first
no,
I've heard
no.
About having
no, 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 no. Well, you kept saying there, and you're pointing
yeah.
to Sean and Brian.
Not them and here in person. I mean,
I could do like armpit fart songs.
Yeah.
Like,
He's
that's all
good
I got.
At that.
Those are my favorite.
You could just play whatever you want. Let's
well, how about
do
mouth
this.
Farting.
He actually gets the smell too. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I was told last week that this is our theme, and we haven't used it in a while, so we're going to start using our theme from now on. Is what I was told.
I feel like it's our theme
because you know I'm the leader. Not. Oh, look at him catch that. Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air right now.
Let's do this.
Ah.
Well, in the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a schemer, but you can't be frontin' when it comes to this.
Well, here we are.
Down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in Paris, got a crib in the city. I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you
oh.
like that to be so big and to be so fat. Go we up in the mud house over.
Hi, thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. I'm Chick McGee. There's Jess.
Hi.
Eating pretzels with peanut butter in the middle.
No, these are Austin crackers.
Believe me, if you haven't tried these, don't cheat yourself. Get a bag and binge watch something and get to the bottom. And there's Jason. Hi, Jason.
Barely here.
Barely here? Half in the door, half out the door? What are you doing?
A little bit. Busy day. Busy day.
Busy,
but I like it.
Busy day? You
I
like,
love busy
you
days.
You like to be busy, right? I like to. That's not true at all. I don't like to be busy at all. Although as we were recording
mission
this,
mission accomplished.
You know, though, now that used to be my rule all the time. It was one thing. I'd do the show, and then I'd have one extra thing to do that day.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That was always my rule.
Can you give me a time frame of that?
I'm going to say
third administration.
06.
Oh, was it? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was pre.
I say I've never remembered you doing
it was
that,
pre,
or that even hearing that being.
Oh
rule.
No. You know all those stuff I used to do around the house?
I thought you used to have lists. You would come home to lists of things to do.
That went on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Until I quit
until,
that company.
Until
and
you
I was
said.
Still I was still living at the factory. But I quit that company. And
right.
One thing, like go to the bank or get the car washed. Or
are you? That's the one thing?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah. Let's see. What did?
And then you came over to Jesco, and we had a great benefits package.
Well,
and
a benefits package at Jesco.
Well, and she gave you a lot to do. I'm guessing.
No, but I was a happy
did.
Employee. I put in a wood floor, and I moved some beams.
God, if I
and
hear about that wood floor mm-hmm. one more time,
You son of a bitch. Let me tell you something. That wood floor is glorious.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Anyway, as we're sitting here talking to you at the recording of this, we are both, Jess and I, are looking very much forward to our yoga retreat tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes. I got new shoes and new pants.
Her new Nike 4s that just came out today.
Yesterday.
Match her off-the-air t-shirt, believe it or not. That's...
Okay.
The blue t-shirt we have.
Now, do those not fit if you don't have the 3s? How does that work?
No, now I have the whole collection.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you can have the 4.
I have the 4.0s now, and I didn't have 4.
Well, there were always...
I have 2s, I have 3s, I have...
There were 2, 3, and 5, but 4s just came out, right?
I don't know.
They left 4... I don't know.
Prime numbers only? Finally, they decided to give up?
Prime numbers, the numbers only divisible.
You said 2, 3, and 5.
By itself?
Mm-hmm.
No.
4 blows that out.
3, you can't divide anything by 3. So a prime number is... you know what? If only we had some really intelligent nerds or geeks in here.
Why do you think I brought it up?
On this show. This is another podcast that we're talking about, a future appearance, a special occasion that we're going to be taking part of. We're very excited. Indie PopCon is coming to the Indiana Convention Center May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. Or as we say here in Naptown.
Naptown.
Weekend after the race is what we
said. Weekend after the race.
Weekend after the race. And it's a convention, but mm-hmm. it's science fiction. Well, let's talk to them.
And Sunday kicks off my birthday month, so I'm very excited. I'm going to be there. God, yeah.
That's right. I forget the celebration that is Jess's birthday month.
If only it were June 2nd.
Yeah, but it's June 29th. It's a whole month of celebration.
Yes, it is, and we're all looking forward to it very much. We have Brian and Sean with us today from Indie PopCon. You guys are the part of the three-headed monster running Indie PopCon.
And, well, it's a many more headed monster.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Hydra.
So we met Larry the other day. Larry, where is Larry? Why is Larry not working?
Larry's actually at a couple more meetings today.
He's the money guy. He can't be here. He doesn't have time for this.
Is Larry the money guy?
Is the money guy.
No kidding.
Yeah. We also learned
the money guy.
Who's this Larry?
Larry's the money guy.
Larry's a very nice man. Yep.
The great story about Larry, he was on Remote Control on MTV.
He was a contestant.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
He won when the great Ken Ober.
Isn't that awesome?
Adam Sandler was his... Adam
Sandler was like...
Bringing him drinks. He was the intern.
Remember Jimmy Kimmel was Ben Stein's sidekick on that game show? Adam Sandler was Ken Ober's.
Okay.
Sidekick on Remote Control. I did look up some of
the But he was an intern before he was even a sidekick.
You can actually find that on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we encourage you to find it on YouTube.
So you just type in Larry and Remote Control, and there it is, huh?
We'll put that somewhere on the website. Okay. Twitter it later.
PopCon Larry.
We will definitely be sharing that on the social interwebs.
So the point is, of course, this is big news that the PopCon's going to be here at all, but the bigger news for the Off the Air podcast is that we're going to do another live edition of the Off the Air podcast. And Jess is very much looking forward to it on Saturday, and I think we decided at 2:00 it starts on the main stage there in the convention.
Can we be
more specific on where the main stage is? Lobby number?
What hall it's
in? Letter?
It's a hall. Yeah.
We haven't really named that hall. It's going to be the big one with the really big stage.
The big hall with the big stage.
Yeah, it's got a big stage. Lots of seats surrounding it.
And how many people can that seat?
Three, four?
300-400?
Oh, yeah.
1,000.
1,000.
Jessica.
Better be prepared.
No.
Big expectations.
We did a live podcast February 26th, 2013.
Correct.
And Jess liked it, and there were parts of it she didn't like.
It was fine. It's fine. I just don't want to. I'm not an audience interactor.
Yeah,
I look at these two the whole time, and I was like, okay. I just had to. But it was fine.
You don't necessarily have to do interaction with the audience. I mean,
that's all he does. Like, because he hosts shows, so he's so used to it. So he's like, "Hey," yelling at people in the front row. And
I don't have an act. So no one yells at me. I just kind of stand there and stare.
Yeah.
I subscribe to the Bill Hicks theory of comedy. Material is what you use when you run out of something to say.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I do. Not the best, nearly that well, obviously.
The best entertainers use that, yeah. But I think.
So we'll be there Saturday the 31st at the Convention Center, off the air podcast starting at 2 o'clock.
The day before my birthday month kicks off.
And if everything goes according to plan, we will have I can't imagine why not. We'll have t-shirts and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For off the air fans.
But we'll be there every day. We'll be there Friday evening, Saturday.
And we'll be there in some form Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have a booth where we're going to, you know what I want to do? Do you ever go to one of those woodworking shows where they have the Shopsmith woodworking with it?
Oh, yeah.
You can take a log and make a baseball bat out of it. I want to get one of those and put it in the booth, and I could do woodworking with an off the air sign. Does that make sense?
So you can bring a lathe in?
That's the word.
You can tell how good I'm going to be at it because I couldn't come up with the word lathe. You got a lathe, I bet.
No lathe, but we're going to have to pass out perhaps some eyewear protection.
Oh, you would have to have eyewear.
Need a code for the whole lathe thing.
With the convention center, we may be better giving you some nail clippers.
I don't think we're
going to
have a lathe. We can't have snacks.
We can't have food.
I have to sneak my crackers in. There's no food, right?
What's the deal on this?
No, it's not outside. They would prefer you buy from their concession.
Exactly. Well, sure. There will be food trucks there.
There'll be food trucks on Georgia Street.
On Georgia Street.
Yeah.
Yep. All 3 days.
So we have to go outside to get the food?
Oh, no, they'll have their concessions.
Bring the food trucks in.
At the end of May?
We'll die of carbon monoxide.
We can put the food trucks next to the Batman car.
There's a Batman.
He didn't know
the Batman car was going to be there.
You know. Well, I didn't know two things. First of all, Joel Hodgson. Okay, I don't know a lot of things. Was that? Joel Hodgson is going to be there, the gentleman who was the original host of Mystery Science Theater 3000 and actually came up with the idea with the robots, and he's stranded on a planet and they're watching bad movies. And secondly, now I'm just finding out the Batman. Which Batman car is there? The Christian Bale Batman car? Or
it's the Tumbler from The Dark Knight Returns.
The Tumbler. Wow.
Oh, yeah. The steel cage beast.
Oh, my gosh.
A gentleman in Evansville recreated it based on the movie, and we're going to be having it at the show floor.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
There's a guy in my town that has a Batmobile.
The 60s, Adam West one?
It's, do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. The asphalt guy on all the, do you know who it is? He owns an asphalt company.
We're talking to somebody about possibly getting that car. I'm not sure if it's that guy or not.
East Side guy, yeah.
East Side?
Yeah.
It's always on the East Side.
It's where all the great stuff
is. So this is the first official PopCon.
It is. The
Indie
PopCon.
Year.
Indie PopCon.
Yeah. And we're a part of it. We're going to be a part of every year. Right?
Right. Got
it. Let me write that down.
Write that down. So
it's a verbal agreement.
So what is a PopCon to start off with so people don't know?
It's a popular culture convention. So basically we're wrapping up everything, comics, sci-fi, TV, YouTube, internet, everything that makes our culture, you know, hot.
And before this, I've not noticed podcasts being present.
Podcast is a huge part of the internet, popular culture now.
But
you guys are the first ones to have it,
to incorporate it.
Yeah, I mean, typically you hear conventions like this called Comic Cons, and they did start out as comic book conventions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they've sort of slowly grown to be comic book conventions that have a little bit of TV and movies and video games tacked onto it. And we're taking a different approach where we're saying, you know, we want to dedicate equal space to all of these different genres. So it's not just a comic book show that, oh, by the way, there's a podcaster tucked away in the corner.
Right.
We want to actually promote and grow this idea of internet culture and this idea that, you know, several years ago, you had to kind of get lucky and get discovered to get into some of these industries.
Sure.
You had to have, you know, your right art piece seen by the right person at the right time or, you know, get the opportunity to meet the right person to introduce you to the person that puts you on a TV show.
So in terms of industry, is this a good place to go if you're an up-and-coming artist or you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we want people to come out that love these kind of geeky, nerdy things and learn how to break into the industries.
Right.
And internet culture, I mean, podcasts are a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get a couple microphones and an iMac, and suddenly you're running with your own show.
Right.
That's the way we do it.
Or a multi-million dollar studio.
We have been complimented on our audio quality, and I want everyone to know that I've worked very hard at getting it to where it is right now. And it took me almost 30 years.
No, it pays to have a perfectionist as your producer.
to get it to the point where it is right now. So if somebody goes, hey, Indie PopCon, what do you think would be the number one thing? I saw on... Other than the Off the Air podcast. Mm-hmm. Is it Firefly? Is that what I saw?
Oh, yeah, we actually got Ron Glass, the great Ron Glass from Barney Miller fame. Yep. He's also in Firefly. He's going to be there signing autographs, meeting and greeting. Kind of thing going on.
And what is, can you tell us what Firefly, it's a science fiction series.
It's a sci-fi Western.
It's a sci-fi Western. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, you ever
it's like your two favorite things.
You remember Briscoe County Jr., that show?
Yes.
That was a Western sci-fi show. With, they kind of swapped it. Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell, the guy from Burn Notice. Is he in Burn Notice?
He is.
Is he? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Why are you not more? Why aren't you a part of the PopCon group?
Because
about this as they
I'm
do.
Not that
this
much
is finally
in,
two guys that speak your language.
I'm not that much into all of other stuff other than Bruce Campbell and Battlestar Galactica and Sherlock and that's not
well you know Candace McClure from Battlestar Galactica is coming, right?
Which one is Candace McClure?
Dwala?
Dwala from the new Battlestar Galactica?
No way.
Way. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
is it still too late to try to get number six?
Yeah, nothing's too late.
I'm sorry, Trisha.
Exactly.
I call her Trish. Could we, is there any way we could?
I can see what I can do.
We have to say that a lot.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
So what else? What else can?
Are there going to be any Legos? I know it sounds silly, but I love Legos.
Actually, yeah, we do have some builders that are going to be out showing off exhibits.
Jason's into that,
too.
Oh,
I love, I'm... Yep.
Does it, this thing I'm almost stupid. Seems like it, you guys...
You guys have covered all the fun stuff.
How do you...
We've been playing this for a long time.
who sat down and went, okay, we're going to make a list, and here's everything, and...
That's a great thing about having... We have eight people that are in our group that we just sit at. We brainstorm every week. We get together every week. I mean, we haven't missed a week. We just talk about what we're going to do, who's going to take charge of this, who's going to work on this, and it's just come together really well.
And I think, you know, we really have been listening to the fans because it's a fan show. I mean, we're running this as fans, and as we hear people talking to us on Twitter, we think, oh, we didn't even think about that. So then we're just able to make a couple phone calls, and oftentimes people are excited to be a part of the show. Right. So within one or two phone calls, we find somebody that's got this awesome, you know, Lego. I think we've got somebody bringing a Millennium Falcon or Falcon, if you pronounce it like a real person.
I wish I could say it was life size, but that would be great. It's in one of the halls by itself. No. Oh,
so, the reason that we really reached out to Firefly is because we did a fan survey right at the beginning and had about 250 people just share what their favorite TV shows were. And Firefly was number one.
Mm-hmm. Doctor Who,
I think, was number two.
And someone from Doctor Who's going to be there, right?
The Seventh Doctor, Sylvester McCoy. And he actually plays Radagast in all the Hobbit movies that are out now.
Oh, my
Radagast
gosh.
The Brown.
The Seventh Doctor.
Yep. Yeah.
See, the thing they wrote into Doctor Who was that Doctor Who always changes, his appearance changes.
Right.
So that way they could get different actors to play Doctor Who forever.
When did Doctor Who start?
I want to say late 60s.
Is that when it was?
It was really early.
Yeah.
And the phone booth and...
Is that a James... Mm-hmm. Is that like a British thing?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is a British...
But like James Bond's out that way too, right? There's just new James Bonds all the time. They all look different.
But that's the only thing that they
do. So who's your favorite Doctor Who?
Everybody has...
Mine's the Fourth Doctor.
Yep, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they numbered?
They have real names too.
Oh, okay. Fans number them. I would.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Right. Who's your favorite?
David Tennant.
David, and he's number.
He's 10.
Shen.
Okay. No, sorry. He's 11. No, he's 10. He's 10.
He's 10. Yeah, he's 10. Okay. Yeah. So I'll have to look into this.
How many
there's 12 now. There's 11. There's 12 the 11th
doctors.
One just regenerated to the 12th.
Right.
So
there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a big deal during the series when a doctor goes into the next doctor. Yeah. And have you seen all the Doctor Who episodes?
I have not. I've seen quite a few. Mm-hmm. There's actually some that have been lost over the centuries it's been on. So they just can't find them. They've deteriorated.
Right.
So
right.
Did it go away for a while?
It did for about a decade.
Okay, so that's why it's got so much fanfare, right? I know.
Well, they revamped it. They got new people working on it.
Okay.
So it's the tech is much better.
Okay,
it's like old Star Trek versus, you know, new Star Trek movies. It's kind of different. It's still great. everything's great, but
I love old Star Trek.
We're in that cycle where it seems like everything old is becoming new again. So,
oh yeah,
Hollywood.
I'm brand new. I know
backwards.
That. I'm brand new.
Yeah, I saw a girl wearing bell bottoms the other day. I was like, whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember that was it came back? I mean, we had
A boot cut, right? Or
that's what they called it. Was a wide boot. Now it's boot cut, but before it was flare jeans when I was in high school. Yeah.
And there was bell bottoms way back when.
Way back when. Okay. Yeah. So I can't imagine what it's going to be when my daughter's in high school.
I'm sorry. I'm looking up which one's Dwala from Battlestar Galactica. I can't. What's her name actually?
Candace McClure.
It starts with a K.
It does.
Yeah, and just a Y. K-A-N-D-Y-S-E.
Oh, Candice.
Yes.
McClure. Okay. Let's see. Did you mean? Yes, I did. There's an S in there. Oh, she was married to Adama.
Yep.
Jamie Bamber, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's a good-looking woman, isn't she?
Yeah. She's a teeny tiny little thing. She was born in Durban, South Africa. And what else other than, I mean.
We also have animation. So we have John DiMaggio. I thought I said Joe. I did that before. John,
okay.
He's been around. You know, we're going to get Joe DiMaggio.
Can
you
imagine? Yeah.
No, but John DiMaggio is coming. He does the voice of Bender on Futurama.
Which I love Futurama.
Yeah. I've not seen
he's
one
never,
episode
yeah, he
of
won't.
Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
it's not that I won't. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I love everybody in it.
Yeah.
I love Katie Sagal, who does the Mono Eyed. I think that's your character's name, Mono Eyed.
Yeah, right.
And what's her name?
Leela.
Yeah, I knew that. And who else is in that?
Billy West.
Billy West is on that.
He does
Billy West.
Phil Lamar, I think he does.
Great
voices
admirer
on there.
Of Billy's. Yeah, but yeah, okay. Well, what else? Gee, I mean, I feel like we can just ask you
Game
what
of
else
Thrones is
for
huge.
An hour.
Game of Thrones.
We got
huge,
Game of Thrones coming.
Game of Thrones.
Christian Nairn, and that is right.
Christian Nairn.
Nairn. Yeah.
Nairn.
Yeah, and Esme Bianco.
Nairn.
I know I said that right.
Nairn.
But they'll both be there. They'll, you know, he's actually got a podcast. That's why Christian's coming. He's actually coming for his Game of Owns podcast.
Oh, so, that's the okay. Yeah, Game that's cool. Game of Owns. How about?
Well,
Game
he's actually got the podcast to his company.
Yeah,
Game of Owns is another podcast.
That's right. That's another one. But he's coming for
right.
Right.
Now, when we do a podcast, we don't know how long we go. So, is it okay if we just go for a couple hours or? 5 hours or however.
Somebody will get one of those old-timey hooks and drag you off the stage.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
It'll be about an hour. It'll be about
we'll
an hour.
Until they shut it
We're
down.
Not getting off the stage unless it's a digital hook. Okay.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we got the Batmobile. We got Dr. Who.
Storm.
We got Paul and Storm. Bob and Tom favorites. Comedians.
And you're welcome, kids of all ages. Like, this isn't just,
this is
everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Sunday's going to be our big kid day. I mean, we're going to push everything toward being a family-friendly day.
Oh, on Sunday.
On
okay.
Sunday.
Yeah,
okay.
And Kevin Eastman, he actually created the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He'll actually be doing kids-only panels.
Oh, that's awesome.
See, this is the great thing about this. Yeah. I mean, you hear, the Indie Popcon. Such and such is coming. Oh, really? And it just keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, really? They're coming? I mean, I almost almost lost it when I heard that Joel Hodgson was coming. I can't believe it. I've always wanted to. Hopefully he'll come on the podcast.
My kids will be there on Sunday. Well, my son wants to be there. He's 10 and he wants to be there.
You're
the
on the Minecraft guy, right?
He's a big Minecraft guy, and but he's also he does his own comics all the time too. And I said something. I used the term animation and cartoon interchangeably, and oh my god,
the worst offense ever.
Yes, I thought his head was gonna explode off his shoulders.
Well,
mom, that is not even the same thing.
He also has the greatest quote of all time by a 10-year-old. I got this secondhand, obviously, but Jess told me. I said, I told him, I said, why don't you go play your Legos? And he whipped around and he looked at her and goes. Mm-hmm.
I don't play Legos. I build Legos.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, he did.
I play them.
Do you have Legos? Do you have setups?
Oh, yeah. And my son always asks about, did Jason have this one? Because he got the big, for his birthday, he got the R2-D2.
Oh yeah.
It was.
I've got an 18-month-old, and I can't wait for her to get old enough that she won't choke on the Legos. That
right.
Yeah. I plainly remember that about my kids. I can't wait till one of these kids gets old enough so I can take them to the movies and they'll sit and enjoy the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
We lucked out big time. We have a couple of kids in our neighborhood who are like 5 or 6 years older than my son, and they've eventually wandered down the street with one of those great big.
Storage tubs.
Storage tubs. full of Legos. And it's just like, oh, and I'm like, you need to write them a thank you note. And it turns into like a 3-page letter. These are all the things I'm going to build with all the Legos you just gave me. Yeah.
Did he build any of those?
Yeah, he builds a lot. Yeah, and we're so, it's so cool now that Legos is an option project in 4-H. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and it's, and they really, there are very specific criteria, and it's cool. It's great.
I think Legos really do, they spark the creative mind.
Oh,
really,
yeah. Do. Yeah. Have you guys ever seen that, how it's made?
Oh, yeah.
When they do the, or maybe it's the big,
the factory
one, when they go to the Lego factory.
There's a series of Let's Visit.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's not called Let's Visit a Factory, but right. It is. I mean, mm-hmm. There's a different factory.
Let's go visit a factory.
And the Lego movie was huge this year. It was so
and
good.
It was good, it was too. Really good story. Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the website, indiepopcon.com.
Now, how often do you get people going, I'm looking for indie popcorn? Does that happen?
It happens more than you think. That's exactly the number
and
you think.
Thanks for bringing it up. Now,
we've got the stickers everywhere that all they say is PopCon, and frequently over here. Why is there a sticker about popcorn?
Popcorn, mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And right here on the front, I'm excited about this. Josh Whedon, did you guys see a movie called Cabin in the Woods?
Yes.
Yes.
I love that movie. It's got kind of an odd ending, but I like the Richard Jenkins characters in the factory where they're manufacturing all the scenarios, and this is why this keeps happening in movie. I just love that whole thing, but... I was reminded of that because I see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, who's going to be here from that? Or
Ron Glass. He was actually in the first couple episodes.
He was?
Yeah.
He's an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Was. Yeah, he's the doctor in the front. He's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent doctor.
Well, one thing that Joss Whedon is he's so loyal to the actors who have helped him out, so he always finds roles for
when he
his
did
favorites.
The Shakespeare remake, the kid who was in... This kid, the actor who was in Cabin in the Woods, who played the dope smoker guy, hippie, he's also in the remake of Hamlet or Macbeth or whatever he tried to do with, is that right? No, I don't know.
I know the actor you're talking about. I don't know about the remake.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, this is, every time I open my mouth, I see something I'm excited about going to see.
Well, we have the Red Ranger coming in. He's going to be doing, you know, from the Power Rangers.
The Red Ranger.
Just tell, you can't believe how many people come to see the Rangers. It's unbelievable.
Really?
And he's doing a class for anybody who wants to take karate with the Red Ranger.
Wait a minute. Nicholas Brendan's going to be here?
Yeah.
From Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
From Buffy? I love Buffy.
Yeah.
That is a really smart, the movie was great, obviously, right. and the series really lived up to, because Donald Sutherland in the movie.
Right.
That's right. Yep. Oh, Paul and Storm, Joel, Christian Nairn.
Yeah.
Now he is,
Game of Thrones.
Okay. Gosh, there's all
We
my
just
God.
Just confirmed Jackson Bostwick. He, I don't know if you guys remember him. I mean, you might. Back in the 70s, he was on a TV show called Shazam.
I don't remember that.
Mm-mm. It's okay.
What does he do now?
He's a retired actor.
He's just coming in? You
know, he was Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Captain Marvel in the TV show Shazam. So.
Okay.
So
I thought Shazam was from Captain Marvel. That sounds... Let's Tattoo Bob, can we get Tattoo? Is that... Oh no,
Tattoo Bob is an artist to the stars. So,
he's making up Tara Reid in this picture, right?
Yeah. All the stars come out and whenever they want to get, you know, a custom painting or a custom drawing.
It's so realistic. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Wow. It's almost more real than the person. His art is unbelievable.
Well, what's that movie that you just saw that was talking about that? Didn't you go see that movie?
Oh, Tim's Vermeer, the documentary that Penn and Teller put out about no one could figure out how this Vermeer, a painter in the 1700s. It very vividly shows in the movie how, well, this was what paintings looked like before Vermeer. And it's really like, here's a stick figure, and then here's looking out the window with a frame around it. It was that no one could figure out how he could paint with, it looks like, you know, a photograph. And Tim Jennison is the gentleman who decided he was going to find out. It has to do with mirrors and I know it sounds like a magic trick, but it does. That's what he used, mirrors and reverse. Paul and Storm's going to be here. Ron Glass. Let's see.
So here, Drew Curtis from FARC.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Drew Curtis. I'm sure Drew will be on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Drew's been on the Bob and Tom Show many times.
So you contacted us wanting chick to do the podcast. Was that at the request of listeners, your survey, or?
Yeah, actually, we didn't contact Chick initially, no offense.
No, no, that's fine.
A
no.
fan reached out to Chick and said, okay. Why don't you check out PopCon? And that,
he sure did.
How about that?
So, is it Gray Matter Splat?
We have to give that guy
a shout out.
All the props.
At Gray Matter Splat, and this is a challenge. If you don't come up and talk and say hi at least, hopefully say hi on the podcast, Gray.
Mike,
we'll see you at the Indie PopCon. Yeah, what else do we have here?
We've got so much because ultimately our goal is to make conventions like these more accessible for people. People know about Gen Con in the city, but Gen Con is like a hardcore extreme gamer. So people will always sit on the outside and they love getting lunch at the patio restaurant.
And just people watching. Yeah, right, absolutely.
And we want to invite people in by just giving them, you know, many of those moments that you're having right now, which is, oh my gosh, this guy's coming.
And the more you look, it's like, oh my God, I love that. They're going to be here? Okay. Right. Oh, they're going to talk about this? Oh, okay.
And for your entertainment dollar, I mean, $20 a day, $45 for a 3-day pass. I mean, come on. That's crazy.
How would I just go to Indie PopCon and go through the motions and sign up?
And we're having a really cool thing with if you're a really big Game of Thrones fan, we're having what's called the Feast of Thrones, where you can have dinner with Christian and Esme.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So get dinner and drinks over at Scotty's Brewhouse downtown.
And that's awesome.
With drinks,
that's you can private, say, yeah.
Here's what you should do on the next Game of Thrones.
Not enough naked women.
Do you hear that one lady quit because she was naked too often?
That's Esme.
They told us.
Spoiler alert.
That's right. Okay, what are we talking? Okay, I don't know if we can talk about everything because there's so much, but let's talk about at least something from each of these categories.
What are your, everybody kind of has something that they geek over. Obviously, you're Redskins. I mean, right, Jess, NFL. What's your geek, Jess?
I told you guys the other day, and now I'm embarrassed because it's not pop culture. I geeked out over Meryl Streep.
I think that's pop culture.
You think so? I think it's okay
to be a fan.
Because she's
Meryl.
Just, of all the people to be fans of that are actresses
movies
right
and
now,
TV are
she's,
part of our thing.
She is, she just, I don't know, I have some kind of like maternal, like, I like her. She's very nice.
It's okay to
and
say.
And she's nice, and whenever she's, she just seems so down to earth. And so I went to IU and I saw her get her honorary doctorate, and she walked out on stage and she was just kind of giggling and smiling and waving everybody her cap and gown. And I was crying. I cried. I might cry right now talking about it.
Because she's not really acting. She is a nice person.
She's so humble and so nice, and she doesn't take herself seriously. And she's just like, the professor that was asking the question said, you know, at what moment in your life did you realize that you wanted to be an actress? And she's like, oh, I never did. I just wanted to be, you know, she's like, when I was a little girl, I wanted all of the attention and I wanted to be a princess. And I never stopped wanting that, you know, like just to make people smile or whatever. And it was a very good, oh, now I feel like I'm just
getting weepy.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
is my thing. But like I said, I'm kind of a closet Lego geek. Like I go to the Lego store even when my kids aren't with me. Mm. And
I have a rule: once a month.
Once a month,
just
you
walk. The major started yesterday. I go again soon.
Yeah, and it's just, and I'm currently coveting the Simpsons house. That's what I want now. Right.
The minifigs are out.
I saw that.
I grabbed one. I was doing some other things. I saw and I grabbed one. Not at the Lego store. I think at Meijer or something.
Right.
But I just grabbed one just to have one.
How you cheat on your rule? Instead of going to the Lego store, you go to Meijer.
Well, I was there for something, and they were at
right
the
there.
Aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'll still go to the Lego store.
Oh, here's a walk in my shoes. Somebody, as a, they thought it was a great, nice gesture. I guess it is. One of our radio stations that carry the Bob and Tom show got me a bobblehead. And this, of course, as you can see, is a bobblehead on a, it's me and my bobblehead. It kind of sort of looks like me sitting
it
on a toilet.
It kind of sort of looks like the guy that, do you remember the Ernest Goes movies?
Gaylord Sartain. You're trying to think of it. Thank you, dear. Appreciate that.
I was going to say a little bit of Bob Vila there.
I was going to say this old house, too. It does.
But in conjunction with that, they also gave me a Lego figure, and apparently you can...
You can put any face on a Lego figure.
You can take a picture of someone, and they'll put it on a Lego head that'll go on...
Oh, that's
and this,
cool.
And I don't know where it is. I don't know if I've lost it or what, but this Lego...
That disappeared quickly.
Yeah, it wasn't...
It's sitting in somebody's house.
Not as big as your thumb, but it looked... exactly like me.
Well, it's a sticker. It's not creepy. Like somebody.
Do they sticker it on the?
I think it's a sticker.
They don't mold it or
I
anything?
I don't think so.
All right. IndiePopCon.com. The IndiePopCon coming May 30th, May 31st, and June 1st at the Convention Center. And the Off the Air podcast will be having a live podcast.
Should
on
you?
Saturday
you could do. You could
o'clock.
Do a little. How to be a announcer? Are we going to have certificates of certification?
We will have certificates. The brand new certificates.
The brand new
of certification.
I can't wait to see all these things that don't have. Yeah, right. So great.
I love to be surrounded by positive thoughts. Now,
reality is
on IndiePopCon.com. Go there. And you can see the entire list of people that are coming. So far, you even have at the bottom of the page more announcements coming soon, and there is a box you can click on that says suggest a guest.
We love
that's
our
where we get a lot of our suggestions.
This is unbelievable. This is the
we really do want fan feedback. I mean, it's important to us that we create a convention kind of for the city of Indy by the city of Indy.
Yeah, we're locals, and we want Indy to thrive. Well, that's what we're here for.
Okay, so what are we? We've talked about. Let's start all over. TV and movies. I guess that would be like we Firefly, Doctor Who, Battlestar.
Well, let's talk about who you would like to have on your podcast as a guest.
I want Joel on the podcast.
Okay.
For Mystery Joel Hodgson, Candace McClure would be great. We could talk Battlestar all day long. Ron Glass.
Paul and Storm.
Paul and Storm is they're not on TV, but they're comedy.
Bad Luck Brian. Have you guys seen him
I
yet?
Have not seen Bad
Luck. Yeah, I know.
I've heard this of a YouTube thing, right?
No.
It's a
well,
meme.
He does
it's
have a,
meme. A
YouTube channel, but basically whenever you go and take your high school photo, you always think, oh, no, this is going to go around high school. I'm going to take
a
bad photo.
That's right.
Well, he took one where he's, kind of looking quite dorky with braces exposed and a plaid vest, and the internet got a hold of it. So his picture gets circulated, kind of like the cats get captions on them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
His picture is always circulated with some sort of bad luck scenario. So, for example, one of my favorite ones is it says at the top, wins first raffle ever. And at the bottom it says, Hunger Games. So
I saw that one.
So this guy's face has become synonymous with unfortunate failure.
Right.
Okay.
Who is the cat that's from? I know this sounds
a grumpy
like,
cat.
Is that the cat in Bloomington?
Oh, Little Bub.
That's Little Bub. Little Bub.
What about Little Bub?
We actually reached out to Little Bub. Little Bub is on a brief hiatus.
Okay.
I think Little Bub, the spotlight got a little too shiny for the kitty.
Gotcha.
So
you're kidding, right?
No,
Sean?
No, I'm being completely serious.
I know you're trying to be serious, but you're okay.
Nope. He's not lying.
What, is he like freaking out or?
Well, yeah. I mean, the cat actually.
Started doing cocaine.
So
got too
story.
Much money.
The cat has health
eating
problems
disorder.
In general, and
gotcha.
Whenever you're trying to,
gotcha.
I can't imagine flying cats all over the country is easy. So they did do a little tour.
Really,
Grumpy Cat has a private jet by now. I'm sure.
Yeah,
but Little Bub hasn't quite.
He was just on American Idol. Grumpy Cat.
Yeah. No way.
He was. He was on the beginning of American Idol. I was like, what?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I got.
Cats
say,
are sensitive.
You guys sit here and go. Well, I wouldn't, but grunt cats on the internet, ha. But that cat who plays the piano?
keyboard cat.
That thing is...
if it wasn't for cats, the internet wouldn't be
it
is.
I could watch that all day long. Okay, TV, movies, sci-fi, internet culture. I guess that would cover podcasts and, like we said...
YouTube as well.
Brian and YouTube and things like that. The gaming. We haven't really talked about gaming. Now, what's going on there?
Yeah, we've actually got a 24-hour gaming hall that's going to be dedicated open tables for board gaming. And then we've also got an area that's it's huge. It's 10,000 square feet or something like that of just video gaming. So Alienware was kind enough to donate 100 PCs that we're going to be plugging in so people can come in and play games hourly. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have what I think is really cool is these game stations where, you know, nowadays video gaming is very online, but it used to be sitting on the couch with four controllers and playing Mario Kart.
Yep.
And we're going to bring that back. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to walk up to a TV and play Mario Kart against three others. And if you win, you become the king of the hill. We'll give you a nice padded carpet square to stand on.
Oh, okay.
Give you a nice little crown to wear.
And you're there until somebody comes.
Until somebody knocks you off.
Yeah. Somebody knocks me off the hill. Okay.
What about Duck Hunt?
Well, we are going to have some, we are gonna have some great, retro games
that's
there.
That's an amazing idea.
I don't know if that's one of them, but that would be a good one to talk about.
Yeah. That's an amazing idea. Yeah. I'd love some Duck Hunt.
Love Duck. Mm-hmm. And this is the gaming section is where Minecraft.
Right.
That what's his name? The guy on Twitter? The Minecraft.
The Sky Does.
Sky Does Minecraft.
Minecraft. That guy he's one of the ones. I wish I could remember which one it was. I think it's some kids out of Tennessee or maybe adults. I don't know. But my son listens to their, I don't know if it's a podcast or what, a YouTube channel, but he laughs hysterically. It's the hardest I've ever heard him laugh.
He
you know
does?
What I'm talking about?
It's really the new entertainment form. I mean, Twitch TV is bigger than Hulu. And Twitch TV, all it is gamers live streaming their video games, and people are watching them.
Yeah. Twitch TV. Yeah. I've never even heard of it.
Bigger than Hulu.
Yeah.
They have more average views.
And it's I mean, he laughs. I feel terrible because I've never heard him laugh as hard as he laughs at some of these gamers. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, okay, let me see what you're saying. Because some of them, they're a little salty, and other ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, other ones are really family friendly, and they are. They're funny people.
And they're making a living just recording themselves playing Minecraft. Wow. Lord Minion 777, and I always give him hell because obviously he didn't think he was going to be famous whenever he picked that name. But his name is Wade, and he's coming to the show, and he's got, I believe, over 100,000 subscribers now. So he's just starting to be able to monetize that YouTube channel traffic, and all he does is he plays horror games. Mm-hmm. So he plays the really creepy, scary, dark games, and you can see a picture of him up in the corner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so whenever he gets scared, it's obviously a hilarious moment for everybody watching him.
Yeah.
So he actually toured our Minecraft town where we built the city of Indianapolis.
And if
Minecraft.
You haven't seen that, you need
really?
To, you've
cool.
got to see that. It's awesome.
It's
awesome.
A public server, so if you play Minecraft, you can log in and you can walk around the downtown circle. And
Yeah, and you guys tweeted a picture of it with the monument and everything, and it was one of those things that it would be really cool to have a print of that picture. It's just neat. Yeah.
Oh, you guys showed that on the Channel 8 morning show, Indie Style. You guys
are We're
walking around with that.
I do like the Duck Hunt idea, but being in Indiana, I think, what about a Double Dribble tournament from the old school Nintendo?
Is that
Double Dribble. Oh,
yeah. Double Dribble.
Double
the other
Dribble.
One that was, Blades of Steel. That was the hockey one. Yeah. Those were the big ones.
I got into Space Invaders with the 2600, the Atari 20, with the one center stick and the red button.
Right.
And Space Invaders, and then I out of gaming until I forget which PlayStation it was, but
the handheld PS2,
PSP, the handheld. I like Lou Mines or whatever. It's kind of a Tetris thing, but I like that. But then I was in Gran Turismo on the PlayStation. I love that. I know it's got, but I don't have any sort of gaming system. You know, primarily because I think if I got a gaming system, I might miss work.
It's an addictive hobby for sure.
I can't imagine.
We'll have to strap you into an Oculus Rift, which we'll have several at the show.
Now that is the virtual like you're walking around in whatever game you're playing because of the helmet you're wearing.
Really,
it's the one around. Facebook just bought for X billion.
Okay.
They put it on Foreigner on the Channel 8 Indie Style show, and he was walking around.
Well, I bought a Sega Genesis. I don't want to brag, but I found a Sega Genesis and...
The one, the only.
The one, the only.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. It's the only game I ever defeated as a kid, and so I had to have this game.
They're coming back. They are gaining value, too. They're starting to become collectible.
They weren't the cheapest one at the GameStop or wherever I was that I bought
it.
But it was funny because, you know, my son was like, Mom, I've never seen you play a video game, and I'm just like, shut up. Yeah. No, it was, and so half a Christmas break. Yes, exactly. Threw some Cheerios on the floor.
I assume you guys have been following the E.T. excavation.
Yes.
The Atari, the old Atari game.
Right.
The worst game ever, right?
What the heck?
Right.
Yeah. We should talk to John Evans about that and find out what was up with that.
That's who we should invite to be on the podcast.
His dad worked for Atari. He has a thing, and it's a very real concern. That's why it's so funny. He goes, I don't know if I had any friends.
Real friends
as a child, or because my dad worked for Atari and I got all the
And then he would play games and not be able to tell anybody about them.
Right.
Yeah.
He talks about the ET game and said the big secret was it talked or said phone home or some big deal back then. And no one could get over how they
digitized the voice in there.
Like that. Yeah.
But then you try to play it and it was unplayable.
Right. Yeah.
almost unplayable. Into the desert you go.
Okay, we're on to fantasy, and of course we've talked with Ron Glass and Firefly and Buffy the Vampire. Now, what is they're all going to be at Indie PopCon? What is cosplay? CosPlay? I don't even know what that is.
So that's what all the people watching is about. So whenever if you've ever gone to Gen Con or driven downtown during Gen Con, you see everybody's dressed up as their favorite superheroes, their favorite characters, anime, and it's become a serious hobby and industry. Where we're actually bringing out, a lot of people will look at them and say, oh, that's kind of cute. They're wearing a costume, but they pour hours into creating.
It's an art form.
So oftentimes, you'll see this awesome dress, and it's not that they bought a dress and added some frills. They actually, they made it handmade.
Right.
We've got metal workers who create custom armor pieces. So if you think about, some of those video games where they've got crazy giant swords and spike armor. We've got people that actually build that. So that's called cosplay collectively.
Oh, some of the toasters from Battlestar. Maybe those guys are dressed up like the robots and things. Lady Bane.
I've seen them before.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm going to bring my foam sword from Minecraft.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. half credit.
I think a lot of people are like, it's mostly male, but there are plenty of females, but which section do the females typically go? The cosplay and other things, or what?
That's interesting you say that, because this lady, Nicole Marie Jean, she has come up with a female version of Bane from...
Oh, she's got amazing costumes.
The Batman.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she's,
really?
She's a
professional cosplayer,
sculptor, fabricator, artist, and this is what she does.
She'll be there all 3 days, and she'll, change her costume up.
She's got that thing over her face like that.
we're seeing that the ratio is steadily shifting year over year from cons. I mean, it used to be probably 80-20, maybe 70-30, but right now we're seeing that it's at least 60-40.
There's a lot of women writers and artists in comic books now. So there's a lot of fans that are women who love comic books. It's become a multi gender platform. So comics, anime is huge with both genders. So that's another thing.
I just watched a TED talk with a female gamer, and she was just talking about, how games can change your life in a good way, and how so often people are like, no, it's a waste of time. You don't want to do that. And she did a TED talk, and it made me not feel bad about letting my kids play video games on the weekends.
It's funny you mention that, because we're working with the IU School of Informatics to develop some programming, and we're actually going to create a panel tentatively titled, Oh God, My Kid Is Playing Video Games. And we really want to target parents and teach them that, some of these hobbies, they are legitimate career paths. Mm-hmm. And here's how you take that and foster it so that you understand, if they love Minecraft, then I have these options to start sending him to web development camps or to game development camps. These are some programs in college that they can take to become game designers, because video gaming is the third largest industry in the world behind movie and television.
Right.
Very soon it will be taking over music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So as far as where careers are, they're going to be in gaming.
In movies, it used to be, there's this nice book that this gentleman or a lady has written, and they're going to make it into a movie. Mm-hmm. But now... a lot of the movie deals and series are all these happen at the comic book conventions. They're not only based on comics, but other things that are happening at all the conventions. Movie producers are walking around figuring out how to get these, not only the Spider-Mans and all those.
Right.
But, Walking Dead, it started as a comic book.
Started as a comic.
And it's a huge, huge sensation in the TV world. Right. Robert Kirkman is not doing poorly.
He's yeah. Like, oh, right. Yeah. Well, in Sin City and those yeah, movies.
Frank Watchmen. Sin City. Yeah, Watchmen. You got
Frank Black.
Miller. Frank Miller did Sin City.
Frank Miller. That's right. Frank Miller.
Yeah. I love Sin City.
Yeah, he's just, they're coming out with a new one. You know, the, yep. So A Dame to Kill For is coming out soon. So
yeah. I read this morning where Kevin Spacey has somehow teamed up with Call of Duty.
Yeah.
If you watch House of Cards, he plays Call of Duty to as a stress reliever.
Have you seen this trailer
yet? I got to start watching.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's
Brian.
Awesome. Yeah. Huh. It's pretty. I mean, I'm a huge House of Cards fan. So, and of course, you know, just that they threw that in there, that's a stress reliever in the show is just great. And then I saw this morning. It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, big names are stepping up mm-hmm. into these roles in video games. And there are, you know, individuals who just do voice acting mm-hmm. for video games that are becoming right. household names
yeah,
for
that's
games.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our friend, the guy that played the Flea.
Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton oh, yes. does a lot it's of voices.
It's
for
the Tick.
The Tick. The Tick. Flea. Oh, my God. I feel like such a jerk.
I just want to see
jerk.
How far he may go with
it's
this.
Not
just
the
I'm such a jerk. I'm so sorry.
Or incredibly adorable. I'm not sure which. Okay. Comics, the world of comics. We're going to have, as you said, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Kevin Eastman. He's going to be there.
Did you guys?
We got Disney animator Tom Bancroft. He actually did stuff for Mulan. He actually created the character. The dragon. I can't think of his name.
Mushu.
Mushu.
Oh, okay.
He actually created that character. And did work on The Lion King. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be there doing stuff. It's. You got some really good artists.
I see awesome. Eric Stewart. Mm-hmm. He's going to be there. The Pokemon.
Yep. Yep. He's the voice of Brock from the Pokemon series.
Okay.
And Squirtle, which is okay. my favorite.
Oh, yeah. If you like Pokemon.
Squirtle.
But then now
that
this that was the only thing he said though. But,
yeah. This section, the art and music section, is that something that's at the other conventions, the popular conventions like this, or is this?
Yeah, that's kind of one of our grab bag ones for sure. But one of the big things about comic conventions isn't just about buying comic books. It's actually about seeing the artists and buying some of their work.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get original artwork at the show, and you mm-hmm. can also buy prints, which is really common.
Right.
So, for example, we were at C2E2. Just a couple weekends ago, and I bought this gorgeous print from Agnes Garbowski, who's one of the My Little Pony artists.
Okay.
And it's from Frozen, because I've got an 18-month-year-old dog.
That'll be wise, yes. Yeah.
That, all I hear is Let It Go every mm-hmm. day. And
right.
So I got that for my daughter, and that was a unique art piece that we were able to get just
That's
from the
awesome.
Show.
That's awesome, yeah. Are you going to have some up-and-coming artists
people and people who just basically what they do is they go from convention to convention, you know, and selling their art, and it's some great unique stuff. You can get commissions there, so if like you like this guy's art, you can say, you know, how much for commission, so they'll do you something right there.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Very
unique cool. unique pieces that nobody else can get.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Mark DeSantos is going to be there. He draw if you love the Minions from mm-hmm. Despicable Me.
Yeah.
He draws them so amazing. I mean, I love it. I mean, yeah. I can't. I always get him to do Minions for me. So.
Oh, the Minions from Despicable Me. Despicable?
Yeah. I'm looking at the schedule here. I'm just going to run down a couple things. These kind of seem like workshops, if you sure. will. Is that what you're calling them?
Yep.
Workshops like, or panels.
Panels. Workshop, yeah. Intro to anime, makeup for costuming, how to break in the business of art, creating your first comic, even... podcasting 101, hardware and tech. I mean, there's a bunch of just great informative stuff.
I should go to that one. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Probably,
yeah, maybe
we
all should. Yeah.
But you skipped a few
Where
classes?
Were you 2 years ago?
Yeah, yeah right.
Yeah, that's the idea is that we really want, our goal is that somebody comes to our show as a fan this year and returns right. as an exhibitor next year.
That's awesome.
We would love to be able to just take, you know, the people that love the podcast, they're like, I can do this. Well, we'll actually show you how to do it. So
yeah.
put your money where your mouth is, chump.
So when I go to...
I mean fan.
Chump.
You can rewind this, right?
So when I go to, let's say, a Redskins game or I see a movie, I remember the most recent one I saw that really motivated me to buy a T-shirt was Iron Man. I thought that was the cool with the little ring mm-hmm. and the... So there's going to be plenty, I would guess, of merchandise and things.
Oh, yeah, T-shirts.
Just wall-to-wall.
Yep. All kinds of stuff.
Merch and like if I want to get a Battlestar Galactica T-shirt and
absolutely
have
Candace McClure
get it signed
it that'd be all right. Okay. So is it is there a deadline to if you want to be a part of the show?
Oh, to be a part of it?
Yeah. Is that pretty much
I think we're still open for any we're still open for anybody who has suggestions.
Okay.
You know, we probably won't stop that until maybe a couple weeks from now. I mean,
okay. Yeah. Know that vendor registration's getting close. Yeah,
we definitely are getting close on space, but if people want they're calling, if they're listening now, call or email us and see what we got.
Call right. in. Call the phones in. Are live.
Call in. We're taking calls now.
No, I want to know a little bit more about our guest, Sean, and I'll get to you, Brian. What was there an early moment when you felt your path went towards the geekier side of things, when you were younger? A movie or a game you played, that kind of thing?
I was always a tech geek. Tech so geek, when okay. I was younger, I was, developing websites and actually doing, this is about the nerdiest thing I've ever said. I was doing role playing in online AOL chat rooms.
Mm. That's pretty close.
So.
Well, this is the live action role playing. Is that what? No, this was online.
It's similar. It's similar. I mean, I was essentially doing, kind of Dungeons and Dragons through the AOL chat. So,
right.
Right then and there, I was like, man, I'm kind of a dork.
Right.
But the geeks are coming back around. Geeks are cool now.
Yeah, geeks are always.
I mean, really, in the last 5 to 10 years, the word nerd really doesn't exist to me. It fell away. Geek rose up and became cool.
Yep.
Right. I mean, geek chic is what they say. Right?
What? Can you put your finger on it? Do you have an idea of how it kind of got this way? Which is great, of course.
It is strange. You think about Animal House. That movie Animal House where nerds were. You didn't want to be called a nerd because you kind of hid in the background. But after a while, you realize. The stuff you like makes the world go round now. Mm-hmm.
You're
pretty much now here, and everybody that didn't like you is down there. So right.
I think it's when geeks really started driving headlines. I mean, you think about all the guys that were building websites. I mean, Facebook becomes
Steve
a major
Jobs,
company. Disney purchases Marvel, so now they completely accept comics and put them in the mainstream. And we're seeing comic books every 3 months. Yeah. It feels like
Disney by Lucas. So I mean,
what about Big Bang Theory? Do you think it played a part in?
It does not hurt it.
I don't like Big Bang Theory.
I know that's what I think it's kind of gotten. Early on, you probably did, right? Never since day one.
I enjoyed it.
I always felt that it was like they kept going for that low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Well, gotcha.
Network TV.
That's network TV.
Yeah. So you can't find a
show that doesn't do that. Yeah.
So Brian, what about you? Did you have a moment or something when you were younger?
My thing is comic books.
When
I was really young, my parents moved a lot because they were my dad was in the military. So really, I guess to keep myself sane, I just read books a lot. Comics were my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I met a guy in middle school. He was into comics. We became best friends and just basically moved on to that.
Sure.
Comic books.
Cool.
I was such a huge, walking through the grocery store line and grab an Archie comic.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in elementary school and now my daughter does the same thing. I didn't encourage her, but I probably because she saw her brother buy a comic book and she's like, I got to get in on this.
Watch this. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Craig Boldman going to be there from Archie Comics?
Really?
That is correct.
Exactly right. I don't know how you knew that.
He's a writer and artist.
Are they killing Archie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really going to happen.
Yeah. I didn't want to spoil it for you.
I know. Well,
They also killed Brian from
Family.
And they're going to be killing Wolverine, too, just to let you guys know.
Right.
Wolverine's going to die?
Yeah. I mean, he's got 3 more months or something to live. I don't know
what's he got?
Did South Park kill Kenny and then bring him back?
Kenny came back.
What do you think Wolverine has?
He could always come back. That's the power of...
Apparently, they got rid of his healing factor, so anything.
Right.
All right, so it's May 30th, 31st, and June 1st at the Convention Center. It's called Indie Pop Con. Every time I look at this, I see the Naptown Roller Girls are going to be there.
We love them.
They've been here.
Yeah, they've been on.
We really do want to celebrate the local geeks and nerds out there, too. So anybody that's local.
I would not call any of those girls a geek or
no.
Not to their face.
No. They will whoop your ass.
Yeah. I want to dress up now. Now that there's going to be people dressed up, I want to dress up.
You should dress up. You absolutely should. Princess Leia.
I should.
With the cinnamon buns on her ears or whatever.
I want to do that.
Have you seen Brian's shirt?
Or I want to dress up from someone from Adventure Time.
Adventure Time.
Do you watch that?
The Ice Princess.
Yeah, I could do that.
There you go.
Yep. Did you see Brian's t-shirt? It says, Vader is coming, look busy.
Look
do you
busy.
See
that? I like it.
I would imagine he would be a tough boss. Yeah. Okay. Well, what else do we need to mention? I don't want to forget anything that you guys wanted to talk about. That's my main fear. I don't want to do that. But I think we hit everything, didn't we?
Yeah. The big thing that we want to encourage people to do is if you're coming to the show, please get pre-sale tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually made them cheaper than the door, but other conventions sometimes get overwhelmed at the door and people get turned away and, you know, it sells out and you get a lot of unhappy people. And often that's because people are... they usually buy tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can see that 90% of people buy tickets at the door. Mm-hmm. So you can't prepare for those crowds.
Yeah. Treat it like a concert.
Treat it like a concert.
And it is a little more
exactly.
expensive at the door. It's $5 more a ticket. So we encourage people, please take advantage of the cheaper tickets online.
We know exactly how many people are coming, and we can make sure that the lines are manageable.
Right. You can make enough sandwiches. Happy. You can make enough sandwiches for everybody.
Don't commit us
That's
to sandwiches.
That's a lot of lemons.
That's a lot of lemons. Make a lot. You going to have shakeups?
It's a lot of lemons.
Iced tea. That's in the back. No shakeups.
I do love bring those. My own
I don't think the convention center will let us bring in anything.
No, that's
smuggle
this
my,
big.
No. Smuggle my shakeup in. Okay, Friday, what's the big event on Friday that everybody should look for?
The Pollen Storm concert.
Okay.
It's going to be there.
And what's the particulars on that? When is that?
It's a free concert. Anybody that's got Friday admission is welcome to come to the...
Yep. Right.
Or weekend pass is welcome to come to the show. It will be headlined by Pollen Storm.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got supporting acts from the Harp Twins and Playboy Psychonauts.
All right.
The Harp Twins, look them up. They are amazing. They're fun girls. Twins, identical twins that play electric harp. It's amazing.
That sounds awesome.
Awesome covers of like
You've
Guns
said
and
enough.
Roses and Game of Thrones.
That's very cool.
Oh my goodness.
And then Playboy Psychonauts is a sitar band. And if you have to look up what a sitar is, I did too.
A sitar lounge band.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be an interesting group. And then, of course, Pollen Storm highlighting it at the end.
Okay. Awesome.
And
that sounds fun.
Saturday, the number one thing to look for.
Off
the Air Podcast at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Come on by and say hi.
And after that is our cosplay championship.
Yes.
So
that I'll be watching.
That's where you will see the best of the best.
Are you guys judging? Is it a contest?
Yeah, it's absolutely a contest. We have several guest judges that are fabricators, you know, custom metal designers, seamstresses. So they will be judging.
Do you have a celebrity judge?
There may be one or one.
Yeah. Maybe we should bring in Chick.
I think you should bring in Chick as your celebrity judge.
I know what things should look like. I got to tell you.
I can say if that looks good or bad.
That looks okay. That's not so good.
That's the best Boba Fett I've seen tonight.
That's a Boba Fett, all right. I like that.
And Saturday night, there's a after party. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. We are working on
the final details
for
that. At the Waffle House?
There will be an after party.
Waffles and chicken. That's what we're having. Chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
waffles
if you're coming into town for that, you do have to hit up.
Yes, no, there's no waffles and chicken.
But you can walk there. You could walk there.
Oh, yeah, you sure can.
Yeah, I mean, we do want this to be a weekend experience, so we're building it up to the point that, I mean, you come into town for the weekend, get a hotel, because
we have awesome, beautiful hotels downtown.
Yes, we do.
And great rates.
Oh, my God.
The weekend after the race, the race just went whoop, down.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Mm.
And then Sunday, you wrap it up by having to see what? Absolutely.
Kevin Eastman panel, for sure.
Okay. A lot of kids stuff, so that's definitely
Sunday is family day and kids day.
Saturday will be jam-packed, so if you want to bring little kids especially, Sunday is going to be your better day just because we're doing a lot of programming around
A lot of people on the floor.
Do I see something here called the Teen Wolf panel?
You do see a Teen Wolf panel.
Okay.
We are working on finalizing those details, but Teen Wolf is a show on MTV, and the gals from the Not Another Teen Wolf podcast are coming out. And that is a dedicated fandom. I mean, they have 60,000 subscribers.
Right.
Just
I think Christie's girls like the show.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They do like Teen Wolf. You're right. That's
hugely
popular
with that age group. Mm-hmm. So,
wow,
that's cool.
Very cool.
So get your tickets in advance and get the weekend pass and make a weekend of it. It's going to be a good time.
Definitely get the weekend pass because you're going to come one day and there's going to be so much to do that you're going to suddenly say, where did the time go?
It's May 30th, 31st, and June 1st downtown at the Convention Center. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, guys.
We got the whole thing, didn't we? Did we get
it? Yeah.
Jess, have you decided what you're going to dress up as?
No, why don't you tweet at me? at the Jess Hooker, or no, what is my Twitter?
At the Jess Expo.
At the Jess Expo, and tell me what I should dress
up
as.
How about
for
Sonic
Pop-Pop.
The Hedgehog?
I could do Sonic.
Sonic. You got, you
I
could,
love
you
Sonic.
You can give yourself mean eyebrows and really look like Sonic, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is, mean eyebrows.
The mean eyebrows. Mm-hmm.
What was Sonic's enemy? You can
go Dr. Robotnik.
There you go.
Chicken be Dr. Robotnik.
Ooh, you could. And he had big glasses.
Did he have big
like
glasses
that. I think
like
so.
This?
Yeah.
What could Jason like
and big
Jason
crazy red hair.
What was you? The what was the yellow guy with the tail that the
you need to go as a Lego.
Tails.
Yeah, tails.
Go, yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. I'll go as Emmett.
There you go.
There you mm-hmm. go.
Who's Emmett? The Fix-It Shop guy on Andy
no,
Griffith?
No, he was the star of the Lego movie, you jackass.
You haven't seen it.
We almost got through a podcast episode without someone calling me a name.
Sorry.
Right at the last second.
You were asking.
Jackass.
Hey, at least you didn't cry.
I didn't cry this podcast.
I almost
That's true.
Did.
Yeah, let's talk about Meryl. Yeah, all right. Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. Tell at least 10 friends. And
bring them all to the podcast.
Bring them all to the... come see us live. If you haven't seen anything, you've seen us live. Once again, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Sean. It's IndiePopCon.com. Go get weekend passes right now. We'll see you there. Thanks again.
Good night, everybody!